We had some breakdowns, and I felt like I really needed to step up my game and try to right the ship for everybody. And I think, you know, we didn't get the result we wanted in that game, but we kept it close, and we gave ourselves a chance at the end of the game to get something out of it. And ultimately we didn't, but I think we pulled something out of that game for myself and for the team. I think Sasha is the guy you have to focus on the most, because he provides most of that service to Wright Phillips. So if you can have an idea of where Sasha is at all times, that'll go a long way. I think in the last couple of games we played them, he started drifting wide a little bit because we try to condense the middle. So we're going to have to be aware of him, whether he's in the middle or whether he starts drifting wide, wherever it is he is, because he can make that final pass, make that killer pass, and he's obviously one of the best in the history of the league, actually, in assists this season. So he's certainly a guy that we need to pay attention to. I think a lot of teams think that they have an idea of how to approach a game against them, but it hasn't worked in the last, you know, 2-3 months, whatever it is. So played them quite a few times now in the past couple of years, obviously, and we have a feeling as if we know, you know, what they're going to present. It's just about executing ourselves now. And if we come out and we play like we did against DC, able to keep the ball, connect balls, and get out of tight spaces, then we feel like there's going to be space for us. But, you know, the first leg of a two-leg series is always interesting. Sometimes it's a bit slower than you would think, but I think New York's going to want to keep the pace as high as they can. I think that you get under the skin of Felipe as soon as you step on the field. You know, he's a guy that everyone here knows what he's about and what he's going to try to do. And he's a good player, and he's done well in New York. But, you know, we need to be able to keep our emotions in check when dealing with him, because he's going to try to antagonize you and get you to get out of your game and get the ref's attention and all those things in the side game.
It's an interesting team in that regard, because it's not, you know, the typical team that just, you know, swings balls into, you know, 6'4", 6'5", guys. It's a team that always has something up their sleeves when it comes to set pieces, and a guy like Dax McCarty who's gets on the end of a lot of crosses. So we need to be aware of all their trickery and all those things, and even our fifth or sixth guy in the matchups needs to be aware of where his guy is, because a lot of times it goes to guys that you aren't expecting, and they hurt you.
We had a meal last week for the New England trip. You know, I think it was important to kind of get the guys together and get away from, you know, a setting like the stadium or the training facility, kind of be together just on our own. You know, some guys got together last night for a little Halloween thing, but those things aren't necessarily out of the ordinary, I'd say. I think it's just it just so happens to be Halloween weekend, so there was a little get together. But you know, I think the guys are, the heads are in the right place, and you know, I think we're all, you know, looking forward to contributing to something special here.
There's been a lot of changes, you know, since he's been here. I don't know offhand. Dave would probably know better than I would offhand how many guys.
Not many, you know. So there's a little bit of the emotional side of it. Obviously, myself, Hesu, and Patrice played for him. A lot of the same guys are still involved within the club here. Jesse, you know, had his way out of here, and there was, you know, certain storylines there. But when you're on the field, you know, all that goes, you know, to the side, and it's better for you guys to talk about than for us to think about.